Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley. We have one great guest in the studio today, and then one other guest. Becky from my office decided to come in today, so she said she's not speaking on the radio. We'll see. It's an hour. I bet by the time we get closer to the end, she won't be able to hold back anymore. She'll have something to say. But Angie Boobin is with us from the Salvation Army today.
Hello. Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about who the Salvation Army is. You said you had about a 25-minute historical recap.
I do. That's why I brought notes.
Oh, well, there you go. And some of your upcoming events, some ways that people can maybe get involved in the community. So, again, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what is the Salvation Army? I'm sure everybody thinks it's just the bell ringers, right?
A lot of people think it's bell ringing. Sometimes people know a few things that we do here locally, but we do a lot. We have a lot of programs. The one most people know about is our Safe Harbor Homeless Shelter. A lot of people serve dinner there. We have volunteers serve dinner there every night, so you may have been there. That is a part of Salvation Army. That's by far our biggest program. We have a food pantry. We have emergency assistance, so financial assistance for families on the brink of homelessness. We have transitional housing, so again, for those families who are homeless or potentially about to be homeless, we have facilities they can live in while they get their feet on the ground. We also have a number of youth programs. We have an after-school program and a youth night every Wednesday night where we do character building, very similar to Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, but we run that every Wednesday night. So we do a lot here in the community, way more than I think people realize, and there's a lot of need here in McLean County, which I also think sometimes people don't realize that there's such a big need. So we're doing a lot.
Absolutely. One point to note, it's just the Scouts now.
Oh, yes.
They dropped the boy part.
Well, we were affiliated with them, but we are no longer. We have our own character building program, but it's very similar to those types of programs.
So. Awesome. Now, how long has the Salvation Army been around?
So I was doing math this morning to figure it out. In Bloomington Normal, it's been here for over 130 years.
Wow.
It started in 1870s in England, actually, by William Booth. And he decided to take his ministry out on the streets and actually minister to people on the streets that were homeless or who were having a rough time at life. He thought that was more impactful to actually minister to those people in need. And that's kind of where it started. And all of his volunteers, he called his army of volunteers. And that's kind of where the name Salvation Army came from. And then from there, it moved over to the States. And it's grown since then. So it's got a long history. One really neat thing that people don't realize coming up here on June 1st, I think that's the first Friday in June, is National Donut Day. Well, that was started because of Salvation Army. So when you eat a donut on June 1st, think of Salvation Army. They started that during World War I. We had volunteers that were helping soldiers during the war, and they made coffee and donuts to give out for free to soldiers while they were ministering to them and giving them aid. So to celebrate that and to remember that, they have National Donut Day. So that's kind of a cool thing people don't realize.
Yeah, that brings a whole new level of respect I have for the bell ringers. Every time I see them now, I'll be like, I got to give you money. You bring donuts into the community.
Right, exactly. It gives you an excuse to have a donut for a great cause. So, you know, I think here in McLean County and throughout the country and the world, there is a need to support those that are struggling financially. And we do that through our programs, and we aren't just a Band-Aid. We aren't just here to give you a place to stay. We do work with you to get you on your feet and get you back into a stable house or get you into a job or into another treatment program if that's what you need. And it continues to be an issue. I mean, I think sometimes in McLean County people think, oh, we're pretty good here. We're doing all right. But there is that community in need. And we do different things like these events, like a donut day where we bring awareness to what we're doing. Or we also have our golf outing. That's also on June 1st. So we'll probably have donuts there.
Bazinga.
Yeah.
You need to get the donut experiment out there and give away some donut holes.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get donuts and get to golf. The food at the golf outing is from Biaggi, so you can't do much better than that.
Is there beer?
There is. At the golf club, they have their own bar facility you can purchase from. So there's
perfect.
There's that.
I couldn't imagine golf without beer.
Right. So, yes, there is a clubhouse there. You can make your purchases, and the food is phenomenal. But it is our second largest fundraiser of the year. Obviously, bell ringing is our first largest. That's a huge one. But
and you brought the bells back, right? Didn't you guys get rid of the bells for a while?
Oh, we've always had bells.
I thought you got rid of them for a while.
No, maybe people choose to get rid of them because about a couple weeks into bell ringing, those bells really...
I can't imagine the people that like work inside of Walgreens or wherever they're
right.
at. Just constant bells.
I'm not even around them that much, but I hear them all the time when people are getting ready to go or when we're
is there practices? Like for the bell ringing?
There should be. There is some training, and there are people who are amazing at it. If you've been at the Walmart off of Veterans, you've seen probably Walter, who's our best bell ringer. Looks a little like Santa.
That helps.
Has a great technique. I've heard bell ringers. I know my mom bell rings, and she complains about getting like blisters. I'm like, well, you're not doing it right. There's a technique to it. So there is a way to bell ring correctly. But also people come out there and they sing, or they maybe play an instrument, which is really cool. So people are really creative about it.
You should get those bell ringers that like have, you know, the bells.
Handbells?
Like, yes.
Yeah. We actually have one of those that's going to play at our kickoff. So we've been making some handbell choir contacts because it's a good segue.
Absolutely.
But that, I mean, and the thing about that, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, but we saw a huge drop in money from bell ringing this year. Now, we were very, very lucky that people made up that difference by mailing in donations or making donations in line, online. But as we continue to see less people going into stores to shop, people doing online shopping and stores closing down and people not having cash, we're kind of seeing that trend of bell ringing donations going down. So we got to make that money up because that's a very important part of our budget.
Yeah, you need to figure out a way to get bell ringing on Amazon.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like at the checkout.
They can have a little bell.
A little bell, yeah. And you can drop money in.
Well, and everyone says, oh, we need credit card readers on the kettles and all that thing. But the thing about kettles and bell ringing that I think people like is it's real quick and it's what you got. It's not about making a huge donation, although we like those. It's about what do you got in your pocket or what can you give at the moment. It's not about a huge donation. So I think when you have a credit card, you got to stop, you got to swipe. I mean, it's a whole
thing.
That
sounds like a huge hassle.
Right. I don't think people are going to do that. So how can we get creative with bell ringing, but also knowing if you support us online or through the mail, that also contributes to our overall Christmas campaign. So that's huge. And then golf is our second one because right now you aren't thinking about Salvation Army as much because we're not at every store. So the golf outing was a good way to kind of get us back in the public eye, have a nice little event. So that's on June 1st. We are still looking for golfers and sponsors. So if you are a golfer or you're a company that wants to sponsor, it's a great event. The proceeds all go to Safe Harbor, to our homeless shelter, which is an expensive program to run, as you can imagine, since it's always open. So we're still looking for people to support that. And you can learn information on our website at sabloomington.org if you're interested. That will give you all the details. But we really need more people to participate.
Awesome. So you're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio. We have Angie Boobin from the Salvation Army in with us today. So the Salvation Army is a faith-based organization.
Correct.
And it's a Christian organization. And you said it was founded by William Booth.
By William Booth over in London, but it moved here. And we are Christian-based. We do have a church. A lot of people don't realize that we operate a church on West Washington right by our facility. So we do have services on Sunday. The Salvation Army, another thing people are interested in or confused by is our each corps or each area is run by officers. And people are like, oh, officers in the Army. Well, yes, but it's God's army. It's not like the army that goes over and fights or anything like that. So they go to training up in Chicago to learn how to run kind of a Salvation Army. And also they get training in to be a pastor and to run the church. So they run the church and they also run the organization. They do Bible studies. They do Bible studies with people that are staying at our shelter if they choose to do that. So we've got that element of faith and that kind of motivates our work. And I think that's important. And I think, you know, our officers are great and they do amazing work. And then there's people like me who come in and help raise money so we can keep doing that. So, and the one thing I think a lot of people say about Salvation Army is we do a lot with the money. We aren't one of those organizations where you donate and you're like, is my money even going to the programs? I think that the stat is typically about 90 cents to the dollar of what you donate is going directly back into programs, which is pretty huge compared to a lot of nonprofits.
I've heard a lot of nonprofits that have pretty much the opposite statistic.
Yeah.
10 cents on every dollar that's actually going to fund some type of charitable.
Right. And we're different than that. And that's something we pride ourselves on, that we, you know, especially if you're looking at our officers, they, you know, they're like a priest or a pastor. They're not making a lot of money. That's not why they go into this. So when you're out there bell ringing or donating to golf, you know that you're making a big impact with your money. And I think people I think we have smart donors out there now. I think donors are informed, and I think that's important for them to know that we are an agency that uses your money well. So whether it's bell ringing or golf or whatever you choose to donate to, our slogan is we do the most good. So we're going to do the most good with that. So I think that's important.
Absolutely. So is the Salvation Army still active in England?
Yeah, it's international. So it's all over. I know my current boss, Major Gary Felton, he was in Jamaica for a while with Salvation Army. He still does a lot back there. Or he goes to Jamaica to help them out because they have a really poor base there and their core there is struggling. So he supports them as much as he can with mission trips and things like that. So we're all over the world, and I wish I knew I could tell you how many locations we're in, but there's a lot, and it's a big impact.
They should set those bell ringers up year round where the cruise ships come in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just as right as they come off the ramp.
Right, and then you'd be worrying about sunburn instead of freezing. So, but yeah, we used to do. We're not going to do it this year because we used to do Christmas in July bell ringing. We did one day where we rang for a few hours, just again to kind of be like, hey, remember us. You would think it'd be easy to fill those July bell ringing spots.
Super hot.
Yeah. Well, but we've actually gotten lucky with weather, but people, they're just not in the mode.
It's too many vacations.
Right.
The pool's open.
Right. But so this year one thing we are still doing, we've done for the past couple of years, is we do a food drive with all the Kroger stores here in Bloomington Normal. So they'll have the prepackaged bags at checkout. When you're there shopping, grab, I think it's $3, $5, or $10 bags, and all of that goes to our food pantry, which our food pantry is very busy. My goodness. If you don't think there's a need in McLean County, come and volunteer at our food pantry and you'll see that. We actually just got even busier because Western Avenue, they shut down their food pantry and actually kind of merged with us.
Okay.
So we saw a big uptick in numbers there. And, you know, for those families that are having trouble making ends meet or concerned they're not going to have enough food on the table, they're able to come once a month and get a great array of food that is nutritional and you know, can help feed the kids, especially in summer when they're not going to school and getting, you know, the meals at school. They can come there and kind of help kind of ease that burden of, am I going to have enough to feed my kids this summer? So if you shop at Kroger or if you don't, stop by Kroger and grab one of those bags. It's going to run, I think it starts July 6th and runs through the end of the month. And that's kind of our Christmas in July campaign with Kroger. So another great way to support the food pantry.
And where's your location?
So we're on West Washington. It's just west of downtown. If you know, well, the Pantograph just moved. But if you know what the Pantograph building is, we're like the next block or two over.
It's probably for sale if you guys are looking for a new space.
Well, we're actually, so we just built a new food pantry. What, it's been maybe 2 years now. And eventually we're going to start having to redo some of our other buildings just because of age, and our church especially is starting to have some upkeep issues. So eventually it's going to be in our plan to get new buildings built. And our shelter's not too old. I want to say it's maybe 8 to 10 years. And there was a capital campaign at that time to build the new shelter. The food pantry was just built. That was actually built by a gift that someone left in their will to us. So that's,
love those.
That's a great way to give. If Salvation Army's impacted your life or whatever it may be, you know, talk to your lawyer or whoever is helping you plan your will about how you can do that. Cause that was one gift that built a whole food pantry. I mean, how huge is that? That's a huge blessing. So, it's able to help so many more because we have storage for food. We didn't have that before. We were storing it wherever we could have space. So that was awesome.
Yeah. We had Chad Ritchie on 2 weeks ago. You can go back and listen to our podcast on CatholicSpiritRadio.com, and specifically had conversations with him as an estate attorney on gifting money in your will or through a trust to different charities. Salvation Army would be a great one. Obviously, Catholic Spirit Radio, we always have to put a plug in for that being another great place to remember in your will. But yeah, absolutely. Go back and check out Chad and the podcast that we did with him on Catholic Spirit Radio. Are all of the facilities located there, the church and the Safe Harbor? And
yeah, we call it our campus because we have the Safe Harbor shelter and then our core, we call it our core building. So that actually has a big gym in it. That's where we do our after school and our youth programs. And then attached to that is the food pantry. And then just across the street is our church. We also have about three properties we own. Those are our transitional housing. So again, those families that are homeless or are struggling to pay rent or evicted, whatever it may be, they can live in those facilities while we kind of get them their feet back on the ground. Another awesome program, I always forget about it, and I think it's the coolest program, is called the Pathway of Hope. That's a newer program that they actually just piloted a few years in our area. That is a more extensive case management program specifically for families with children under the age of 18. So they are working with a case manager one-on-one for over a year, specifically to achieve short-term and long-term goals. So again, it's those families that are not homeless per se, but kind of just struggling in that, not sure how they're going to make ends meet month to month. So we work with them to maybe finish education or get a more stable job or more stable housing, whatever they set their goals to be. Then they're working with that case manager every month to make sure they're taking the steps towards that. And with that is we do some education. So we might have somebody in the financial field come in and talk about finances and how to manage it. Or we might have somebody, you know, from who can teach them cooking skills or whatever it might be that just will ease the burden a little bit. So it's a really neat program. And again, sometimes I think the perception of any homeless shelter is, or any program like that, that they're just kind of putting a Band-Aid and giving people, you know, free place to stay or free whatever. But that's not what we do. We work with these people to make sure they're making those steps to become self-sufficient and become stable again. So it's a really neat program.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on the show talking about family at the core of, you know, the core building blocks of society. And to your point, when you don't have that experience growing up, there's a lot of stuff that you don't learn, even just basic stuff, whether it's cooking or balancing a checkbook, how to manage money, how to, you know, improve yourself from an educational standpoint or get a better job and that type of stuff. It's definitely education that a lot of people unfortunately don't receive. Right. And it goes a long way for improving their lot in life when they have those types of resources available.
Right. And, you know, I think, especially with the homeless shelter, people want to think that these people aren't trying or they don't want to try. But if I think about my life, and if I didn't have a support system around me, and let's say I got a bad injury and I had all these medical bills piling up, I could probably be in a homeless shelter. I mean, a lot of these people we see just hit some bad road bumps and just weren't in a place or didn't have a network of support that could help them get over it.
It's a great plug for disability insurance, which we offer at Meyer Bramley Insurance, by the way.
Right. I mean, there's a story out of our shelter who there was a guy who he had, I think, a bachelor's in journalism, and he was a writer, and he got in a bad bike accident and then was self-medicating after, you know, with pain medicine and with alcohol, and he was homeless, and he had a college degree and was, you know, a great member to society. And then he just hit these roadblocks and roadblock and roadblock, and he ended up in the homeless shelter. And he worked with us, and we were able to get him back on his feet and get him over his addiction and get him into stable housing. And he's, you know, started writing again. And, you know, it just takes that one thing that can just all of a sudden send your life spiraling. It's not always people who have chosen a wrong path all their life. It's people who just, you know, hit hard times and don't have anywhere to go. So, you know, I applaud them for getting help and for seeking us out. And it's not easy, especially as an adult, to admit there's a pridefulness to that, to say, hey, I can't do this. I need help. But that's what we're here for. And there's other agencies that do amazing work. We work with PATH a lot. They're a great resource for anybody who needs help. If you're not sure who to call, you can call PATH and they will point you in the right direction. That may be to Salvation Army, it may be to another agency, but, you know, I think a lot of people just need to realize that you know, one bad thing can then just spiral. And we see that a lot with our clients.
Yeah, I often say that the key to life is about 95% confidence. And if you have confidence, you can pretty much make it through anything or accomplish, you know, at least in the direction of what you want to accomplish. But when that becomes shaken, and to your point, you don't have a support system to help rebuild that, things start to spiral very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we do what we can, and there's other agencies, but just remember that, and remember that that homeless person on the street oftentimes hasn't chosen that life, that that's something that has happened through all these circumstances, and now they're just, they're kind of stuck, and they don't, that's not always the case, but often they just don't have a way out. And it's also hard. Another big question I get a lot is, if you're here in Bloomington Normal Salvation Army and there's another homeless shelter here, why are there even people on the streets? Why can't they stay with you? Well, typically what's hard for some people is we do have rules. There are strict rules to stay at our shelter. There's
rules.
There's curfew. There's chores. It's all a part of making yourself responsible again and getting back onto that path that you need to be.
It sounds like my kids probably need to be kicked out of my house then.
Well, and so there are often people who choose not to stay with us because they don't want to, you know, be there at curfew, or they don't want to do the chores. Or, I mean, there are instances where people do have to be removed from our facility if there's, you know, aggression or anything like that. But we do try and work with them to get them into another facility or get them help. But that's, you know, that's the case. If there's somebody, we can't force anybody to stay with us. We can't force them to stay at our shelter. If they choose to be on the streets, that's something that they have chosen to do, and we can't forcibly put them into a homeless shelter. So, you know, that's something I think people don't always understand when they're like, well, I don't understand why people are sleeping on the streets.
Cool. Well, we're having a great conversation with Angie Boobin from the Salvation Army today on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. If you're just tuning in, check out the podcast on CatholicSpiritRadio.com or on iTunes and Podbean. We will be back after these messages with more conversation with Angie about the Salvation Army.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Tuesday, May 29th, it's Faith on Fire Night. From 7 to 8:30 p.m., Father Chase Hilgenbrink will share a message of faith that will surely touch your heart. This Bloomington native played professional soccer in South America, was ordained in 2014, and currently is a priest at the University of Illinois' Newman Center. What does it mean to live our lives and our faith to the fullest? Father Chase's message is perfect for all ages. This free community event includes a reception of drinks and dessert, May 29th, 7 p.m. at Holy Trinity Church, Bloomington.
We are back, Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Check us out at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. You can listen to all our old podcasts. We have Angie Boobin from the Salvation Army in with us today. We had a great first segment. So if you're just now tuning in, go back and listen to it. We talked a lot about the history of the Salvation Army, a lot of the functionality of the groups and things that they serve here in the local community. But we hadn't gotten yet to summer camps. Everybody loves summer camps.
Yes. Another cool program that we do that, again, I don't think a lot of people know about. Again, because people think homeless shelter, they don't realize we have youth programming. So coming up here, I think it starts in June, we do have a summer camp program. We take the kids out to Eagle Crest Camp, which is in Washburn, Illinois. And we run, seven different camps through the months of June and July. These camps are open to anyone, but they are low cost. So it's affordable for families and children who maybe don't have the opportunity to go to camp otherwise. It's only $20 per child. That includes transportation to and from camp. And we've got junior sports camp, music camp, senior sports camp, which just means older kids, high adventure, STEM camp, character building, and DIY, do-it-yourself camp. So you'll learn different crafts and different things like that. I've been out to camp. It's a great facility. It's a lot of fun. And again, a lot of the kids are kids that might not have the opportunity to go to camp otherwise. And for families that even can't afford that fee of $20, we do have people who sponsor campers. So that's another way to get involved. If you're a donor, you can, you know, write in a donation and say that's for camper fees. And we're then able to let a child go to camp who can't afford the $20 fee that we have.
So the Salvation Army is a Christian religious-based organization. Is at the camp, is there, or at the homeless shelter, is there much theology-based conversations? Is that kind of part of the...
Yeah, so at camp, there definitely is a piece of that. Most of the people who are working the camp, our officers go to, every officer goes to a different camp, so they're there, and they lead them in prayer, and they start each day that way, and they start meals that way. I don't know if there's an element of Bible study at camp. I mean, we have that at our facility here in Bloomington. I don't know how much it goes into it at camp. We do open that up to our homeless shelter. It's not something we force people to go to our church or force them to go to our Bible studies or anything like that, but it is an option to them and it is open to them. And I think a lot of them choose to do that and they find that important. While we are a Christian organization and that's an overarching theme of what we do, it's not that we force anything on anybody, but it's open and we want them to know that that's kind of why we're here and why we're doing it, because we're part of God's army and that's why we're called to do this work. So it's always an element of everything we do. But as far as camp go, I don't know how much of a piece that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to our conversation about, support networks and that type of thing. Obviously, as Catholics, as a Catholic convert, there's a lot more conversation around sacrifice and suffering in our faith experience. And I think I've often said that without that type of understanding and an appreciation for suffering, I look at life a lot of times and go, well, if there's nothing to this tough spot that I'm in, if there's no moral gain as far as like learning and learning from it, and you know that doesn't kill us makes us stronger, that kind of mindset, I would think that for a lot of those folks, you know, who maybe don't have that type of background as well, it's got to be much more despair. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at life and go, well, why am I being put through these challenges, or why do I have these obstacles?
Right. And I think if you don't have a faith network, what I think is kind of neat about Salvation Army having that arcing theme over what we do is our officers, we have Major Gary Felton and Lieutenant Eddie Williams, again, are trained not only to run our organization, but as pastors. And so a lot of times they do counseling sessions with clients when they request them. And they pray for them, and they pray with them if they choose to do that, and most of them do. And I think that's powerful to know. When you feel like there's nobody out there on your side and you are just all alone in this battle, to sit with someone and have them pray with you and pray for you, I think that's powerful. And I think that I think people in our homeless shelter appreciate that now they feel like there's somebody who's praying for me and that they can get through this and that there's people who care. Not only do our officers do that, but our staff, our amazing staff, I do not know how social workers in any organization do what they do, but they're there to work through these issues with them. And, you know, there are people who are handling some real tough stuff, but to just know that there's people who care and there's people who are trying to help as best they can.
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic benefit to our faith that we can intercede for others on their behalf and offer those prayers for, you know, for healing or for compassion or whatever they're needing in life at the time. And to be able to offer prayers for them, I agree with you, I think is an incredibly powerful thing. And then obviously to have saints intercede for us as well is also an incredibly powerful thing. So the body of Christ and our ability to pray for one another, I think is a fantastic benefit. So that's really cool that they do that.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think it's powerful. And I think, you know, people may come to our homeless shelter with no religious belief or no background in that. And if we can help guide them into that, I think that's great. Again, it's not anything we force upon them, but it's there. It's an option. Our church is there. Our Bible studies are there. I know we typically have men's Bible studies, women's Bible studies, you know, so because our shelter is men and women. I think it's a great way for people who maybe don't even have that type of background to kind of get a footstep into that and see there's a community out there that's loving and supportive. So it's really neat to see.
Yeah, cool. You're listening to Catholic Spirit Radio on 89.5. We're talking to Angie from the Salvation Army. From a logistics standpoint, how many people does the homeless shelter fit, I guess? Like, what's the max capacity?
So it's 58, which that's 40 men and 18 women. And we are just men and women's shelter. We are not not a family shelter. But again, we have those housing units for families if they fit the requirement for those.
And how what's the typical capacity percentage? You guys run pretty full all the time?
It's very dependent on weather.
Sure.
When it starts to get nicer out, we'll typically be fairly close. We're always pretty close to capacity. When it is nicer out, we'll see a little drop. And now in the winter, we open up our warming center as well. So we set up beds wherever we can to just get as many people to be able to sleep in our facility. That we got to stay to code, but we'll, have as many as we can. Then we're always.
We'll put a plug out there for the fire marshal.
Yeah, we got to stay to code.
Because heaven forbid we violate fire code and allow homeless people off the streets.
Rules and laws. And we also have to be safe and make sure that our staff can manage it as well. But we will get beds and we will do whatever we can. I think at that time there's usually 80 to 90, so we can take in another extra 30 or so people. So they're able to stay there. They're able to have dinner there. And so we see pretty high capacity numbers. Again, when the weather's nicer, maybe it drops a little. But
Any idea what the daily cost is for... like a per person cost?
I literally was just pulling these numbers.
Perfect.
But do I remember them all? I know for...
You can make it up because nobody that's listening is going to know the difference probably.
I know for... I believe it's $35 a day for lodging.
Per person.
Yes. And then it's another maybe 5 to 10 for food, just depending. Not cheap.
So $50.
Yeah. Now, we are very, very blessed in that we invite volunteers in every night to cook dinner. And we typically have a packed calendar. It's not often that we have to scramble and try and find people to fill dates. And that alleviates some of the costs because volunteers, they supply, they cook, and they serve the food. It's a great volunteer opportunity, but it also saves us on food costs and some staffing time. It's an expensive program because it's it's 365, 24/7. So it's always open. And also, we've seen some major funding cuts we've kind of just had to rely on donors or rely on other sources of funding to fill those holes to make sure we didn't have to shut down. Because for a while there, they were shutting down on the weekends. They were opening up at night for people to sleep, but during the day they were shut down. So we're hoping that doesn't happen again, but unfortunately,
at $3,000 a day to run the homeless shelter, that's
did some math there.
Yeah.
And we are federally funded. We don't get a ton from the state. We also get some
the state doesn't have a ton to give.
I know. Well, which it's good that we weren't so reliant on the state, because a lot of agencies really struggled there while the state was going through all that. So we rely on donors to help with those costs, and the Kettle campaign is a huge piece of that. It's an important program, but yeah, it's expensive. I know I've got some, like, we serve over 50,000 meals a year.
Wow.
We provide over 20,000 nights of lodging a year. So for 2017, our stat is that we served over 80,000 people in McLean County just in a year. Now, some of that might be some duplication, but I mean, that's a huge number.
Yeah, that's a lot.
When you think of people, because we have a COAT program, we haven't set this yet, but we typically do a fan giveaway program. So if you need a fan for your home, we'll provide those. We're talking about that right now, trying to get that set up. We partner with Toys for Tots and give out toys at Christmas. So through all of those different things that we do, we impacted 80,000 lives last year. That's pretty huge.
We take all the fans we can get here at Catholic Spirit Radio. We like them to listen, and we like them to send checks in so they can help us out. Not that type of fan.
No,
all right.
Although whenever we have the fans in our gym,
there's plenty of puns.
I always take a picture like, that's my fan club.
I like it.
Yeah. Every year I think I do that, and people are like, yeah, it wasn't funny last year. It's still not funny, but thanks.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. Again, we have Angie Boobin in with us today from the Salvation Army. For folks that want to get involved, whether that be monetarily or I'm sure you guys take volunteers, what would be the best way for them to kind of find their niche and get more information about specific programs?
So they can visit our website, which is sabloomington.org.
S for Salvation, A for Army.
Correct. Bloomington.org. And then you can also call us at 829-9476. You can. I run all the events and fundraising. I also work a little bit with volunteers. Joyce Glasscock, who's our amazing office manager who does basically everything, runs our volunteer program, so she can help you find a volunteer opportunity. We have a Facebook. You can find us at Salvation Army Bloomington Corps, I believe is the name on Facebook, and kind of stay up to date on what's going on. But yeah, that's the best way. The website, I try and keep it up to date of what's new and what's coming up, so you can, you know, stay involved. But another thing that always gets asked is, where's your thrift shop? Do you have a thrift shop? Where is it? And we do not have one in Bloomington.
Okay.
We used to. And actually used to be very close to our facility, but we do not have one anymore in Bloomington. However, you can donate items to our facility. We're at 611 West Washington, so if you've got clothing, toys, any of that, you can drop it off there, get an in-kind donation receipt. We'll either use that at our facility if we need it.
Or sell it on Facebook.
No. Or it will go to the thrift shop in Springfield.
Gotcha.
Which supports our adult rehabilitation center down there.
I used to like going to the thrift shop. You know, you could find more rice cookers in that place. Apparently that's something that people think they need and then don't ever use.
Right.
We have two rice cookers at my house, and I don't think we've ever used either one.
Right, because you can...
It seems like a good idea until you're like, well, there's minute rice, so I don't understand why I would spend all day.
Yeah, but people are always like, oh, do you take stuff? Yes, we'll take anything. And again, if it's something we can use, because there are... I know right now we have a big need for men's clothing for people at the shelter, because typically...
That's good to know. I just grew out of some.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we're looking for size 30 to, I think, 36 men's pants.
That'd be the size I grew out of.
Well, we need some. And then we also need white button-up short-sleeve shirts. Because a lot of we do have a jobs program and get people.
You know, short-sleeve shirts are like way out of style.
Well, but a lot of restaurants or things like that, that's the part of the uniform.
Oh.
So we're working with our clients to get them in jobs, and so it's a need.
Okay.
But yeah, clothing items, towels, and washcloths, they use those in the shelter. Hygiene products, we use those not only in the shelter, but through our food pantry. We are a referral agency for the Department of Health. So if you go there and, you know, we do infant items, formula, diapers. So again, we take almost anything. And we also, if you have like furniture you want to donate, again, to the thrift store, you can call, I think it's 1-800-SA-TRUCK, and they can come pick up furniture for you. So if you're looking to donate and you're like, I can't get this out of my house, we'll send someone there.
That's good to know, because I got a recliner and a couch at the office that I replaced with newer ones. And
well, there you go. You can call
now
that.
Now I know where to get rid of them at.
And they'll come pick it up for you, set up an appointment. So so again, if we'll take anything, you'll get an in-kind donation receipt. If you have questions on what we'll take, you can always call 829-9476 and ask. But we do not have a thrift store here in Bloomington. People always
stop calling and asking.
People call and they show up. Where's the thrift store? And I'm like, oh, nope, not. We don't have anyone anymore.
You said it's in Springfield?
Yeah, the closest one is Springfield. Because we used to have one. It was like right by downtown, right by our facility. And that got, it was before my time. And we've been like, should we open another one? And it's something we're thinking about, but it's not easy.
It's a lot to staff, a lot of space
and
that you
lot,
need.
A lot of places aren't really excited about having a thrift store in their complex.
Gotcha.
So you got to find the right location that works. But as of now, we don't have one.
Now, as far as volunteer restrictions, a lot of times I know, you know, like we like to volunteer as a family. So as far as like bell ringers, is there like a minimum age? It depends on how cute the kids are, probably.
Well, we say you need to be 18 or older to ring by yourself.
Sure.
But if you're with family, you can ring at any age. We do have some other, like the dinner service. They have kids come in there. Again, if your parents are with you, you're more than welcome to have children come. And there are some other opportunities here and there. We do food packing, and we give out food bags at Christmas, so kids come sometimes and help with that. The holidays are really our big time. So November, December, there's lots of opportunity. But yes, bell ringing. In fact, we like the kids because they're cute.
Yeah. they attract more money.
Yes.
They can say stuff that us adults can't say anymore.
My family rings bells.
You have to, Becky, you have to point the microphone at you. There you go.
My family rings bells every year. It's a tradition.
There you go. Yes. You should try doing it for the Salvation Army.
We do ring for the Salvation
Army. Well, thanks for the input. I'm glad we got the microphone pointed at you. See, now you're ready to go. You can say whatever you want. I mean, John can drop you out, but...
In fact, Becky's kids were even on a billboard, bell ringing for salt. So they were...
They
were
They passed the cuteness test,
yes,
too.
Well, that's because my kids weren't in the running.
Hey, I like this cuteness battle at the kettles. Bring out the cute kids. And it's also a good learning opportunity, you know,
absolutely,
to teach them that there are people who are in need and we can do what we can to give back. And bell ringing, it's a two-hour shift. There are some indoor locations. So it's a great way to also share with kids that there are people in need. And we have lots of different, you know, Girl Scouts that will ring, or basketball teams or things like that kind of make it a tradition. And we do give out awards for top youth groups, top individuals or families. So, I mean, there is some.
And you said Walter is the guy,
Walter,
with the target on his back?
Well, he's just, I don't know how anyone can beat him. We do have some people that go out. Harlan Geyser, I don't know if you know who that is. He's here in the community, and he and his son and a friend go out and play trumpet and trombone. And in an hour, they raise over $2,000. A typical kettle in like 2 hours maybe raises
$200.
Wow.
So. That is pretty good.
He's big time. He does some pre-fundraising, you know, asking friends and
show up. This is where I'm going to be playing.
Yeah, bring your checkbook. So that's fine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Catholic Spirit Radio, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley. Again, Angie from the Salvation Army has been talking to us. Check out the podcast on CatholicSpiritRadio.com. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up the conversation, get you some more information on how you can get involved with the golf outing this summer that Salvation Army has, as well as do our reflection on this week's gospel reading.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Hi, I'm James, I'm 13, and I listen to Catholic Spirit Radio. I'm into technology, so my dad took me to see the Catholic Spirit Radio broadcast tower. It was a very cool experience. When I listen to Catholic Spirit Radio, I learn stuff about the church and the faith. My family listens a lot when we're in the car or just at home. Sometimes they go to the website to get movie reviews or just to check the community calendar for teen events. I think other teens would really like listening to Catholic Spirit Radio too.
Tell your teens about 89.5 and 92.5 FM, the free Catholic Spirit Radio app, its Facebook page, plus the website at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. Catholic Spirit Radio is a valuable resource for teens as well as adults.
Thanks for supporting your local Catholic radio station. Donate online at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.
We are back, Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Check out all our podcasts on CatholicSpiritRadio.com. Send your checks payable to Catholic Spirit Radio at 108 Boykins Place, Normal, Illinois, 61761, so that you can keep listening to me and great guests like Angie from the Salvation Army on the radio. Again, we appreciate you coming in today. For folks that want to get involved, either volunteer, send a check, come out and play golf, businesses that want to sponsor a hole.
Yes, that would be great. We'd love all of that. Again, our golf outing is June 1st. You can visit sabloomington.org. That will have all of our information about the golf outing, summer camps, how to donate.
Any idea what the cost per player is?
The cost per player is $150 per player.
And where are you playing?
At the Den.
Okay.
And again, that's lunch and dinner by Biagi's.
And some donuts.
We'll have some donuts.
All right.
Do
you think I could eat $150 worth of donuts, Becky?
Yes.
All right.
They're actually, I think at one of our facilities, I think up by Chicago, they're doing a donut eating contest.
14 Krispy Kremes. That's my record.
Wow.
In 3 minutes.
Oh.
Is that good?
He doesn't look like he eats donuts, though.
Yeah, I look like a donut. That's why I have size 36 pants to give away.
Well, on June 1st, either at our golf outing or on your own, if you celebrate National Donut Day, remember it's all because of Salvation Army. So it's a good excuse to get to eat donuts.
Absolutely. My wife said I'm going to start this new diet called the Whole 30. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm. There's no donuts on that.
No.
No.
Air donuts.
Yeah, the air donuts. But yeah, so you can go to sabloomington.org, learn more. You can
come out, golf.
Golf. You can, you know, look at summer camps and all that. But thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Who's doing lunch? I apologize.
Biagi's.
And who's doing dinner?
Biagi's.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard, I knew Biagi's was in there. I just didn't know which they were doing.
The dinner is phenomenal.
For $150, that's a good deal.
To go, to get to golf and get two meals and support a great cause, I think that's a pretty good
deal. What's a whole sponsor?
So we have a greens or a tee box. Now, a tee box is 1,000, but
Man, you guys are doubling up on the holes.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you got a bit more signage you can get out there.
And I'll say that.
Make it look like a NASCAR race.
There's a lot of golf outings in this town, so there's a lot of competition.
There is.
We still have a big need for sponsors and golfers. But for 1,000, you sponsor a tee box, you also get a foursome. So, you know.
How much?
For $1,000. You know, but it's for a great cause.
That is a good deal.
It's for Salvation Army.
That's a lot of Biagi's.
Well, they bring a lot of food, so.
Oh, I'll bring Ziploc baggies in my purse then.
There you go.
Been to some fundraisers where I saw that happening.
Well, I think the last year they did bring out to-go boxes. Some people don't stay for dinner, which I think is crazy. Why wouldn't you stay for dinner? It's delicious. So they had some to-go boxes because they had a lot of leftovers. So
hey,
you may even get some to go. I don't know.
Get your money's worth.
Come on out and see.
Well, again, we appreciate you spending the morning with us today. We're going to put you on the hot seat and do the gospel reading for this Sunday. We expect a very theologically in-depth account and reflection on what you're about to hear. How's that sound?
It's great. Becky can jump on in on this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what she has to say. We could always mic drop her if...
getting the mic ready.
We always agree on things.
Yeah. All right, this week's gospel is from the book of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own words, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel according to John, chapter 15. All right, you're on the hot seat. You got 8 minutes to fill. We need a good reflection. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, you start this one off.
Oh, finally a guest that like flipped it and reversed it and put it back on me, as little Kim says so eloquently.
That's what I was doing, flipping and reversing it.
So obviously Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And
that's what I thought.
The coming of Pentecost, which is the birth date of the Catholic Church, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's interesting that Jesus really prepares the way, this in a similar way that John the Baptist prepared the way for him. Jesus then in turn prepares the way for the Holy Spirit to come. I also think that it's interesting that in the life of Jesus, the Gospels were much more directed at him, whereas in this account, you know, it's really Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit's going to point you back to me, which I think is... It seems far more authoritative than when Jesus was teaching about the Father. It obviously sets us up in our lives to go out and live that which the Holy Spirit instructs us to do, and do things like the Salvation Army or other, you know, charitable things, and be evangelists and disciples of Jesus. And I think that, you know, it's kind of Jesus's wrap up. Or he's preparing to kind of lay that foundation for being gone and not coming back. Obviously, this last Sunday we had the Assumption of Jesus, and he took his seat at the right hand of the Father. And so I think that this is more of that kind of, I'm going to be leaving you, but we're not leaving you alone. The Father and I have decided to send the Holy Spirit to continue to guide you and to teach you the truth and live, you know, hopefully within your conscience and to help instruct you on the things that are most important so that you have kind of that pathway of how to lead your lives and be good disciples.
I was going to say the same thing.
Man.
I think it's an interesting tie-in with what we were talking about with Salvation Army. We have these officers. Well, any employee of Salvation Army is really called to this work. The officers especially, because they go through this training and they run the church and they take this what's impacted their life and what's meaningful in their life, and they're sharing that through their work. Not only are they balancing budgets and they're doing all that admin work, but they are spreading the gospel and they're sharing the teachings of the church with clients at our facility. And I think it's helping those clients to understand that you know, they'll have the support and the power to go out on their own and to be successful and to remember that and to remember what they've learned. So I think kind of that kind of teaching of this group and then sending them out is similar into what we're doing at Salvation Army.
Awesome. Becky, you good over there?
Agreed.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Again, check out this podcast as long as with all of our podcasts on CatholicSpiritRadio.com. We appreciate Angie from the Salvation Army coming in today. And again, if you would like to get involved either through volunteer donations or just coming out to play golf and get your fill of Biaggi's and some donuts, check out their website at SA for Salvation Army, sabloomington.org. And they would love to have any assistance that they can receive, as well as when December gets here, packing food bags for those in need and ringing bells and hopefully knocking Walter off his high horse.
There
and
you go.
Somebody can overtake the throne.
He's amazing. So that's a tough.
A little competition at the top never hurt.
No, not at all.
Well, thank you for coming out.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.